Welcome to Uniquely Love, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills that we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. I am your host, Tech Witch Nikki. Hello, my loves. Today we explore what it means to start becoming awakened. Some call this process enlightenment. Some call it self-awareness. Regardless of how you see it, it usually starts with little inklings, little feelings, little nagging thoughts that there is so much more out there than we realize. Some start to perceive more by way of hearing, some with sight, some with feeling vibes, energies, or emotions. Some even start dreaming and then are astonished when those dreams start happening in waking life. Many call moments like these a glitch in the matrix, a moment when we glimpse through the veil and realize that the universe is more diverse and more amazing than we ever thought possible. Then we start to question ourselves. We start to question our own sanity. Many will gaslight themselves into believing that it didn't happen, that their brain made it all up. I mean, it can't actually be real, right? The truth is, it is real. All of it. I assure you it is. I am here to validate your experiences. We do have those out there who support us, who love us unconditionally. They inspire us through a huge variety of ways. The universe loves to connect with us and help us in all areas of our lives. However you believe, however you got on this amazing journey, you are valid. Your experiences are valid. The universe wants to connect with us in ways that resonate with us. This means in ways that make sense for us, in ways that we can accept and grow into. All paths, all faiths, all ways of belief, all ways of connecting have truth and good in them. All are acceptable. Find what works for you. Question everything. Try everything. Find your truth. Do not be afraid to go against the norms. Get out of your comfort zone and learn. Have fun with it. Experiment and find what feels like home to your heart. Find what makes you feel exhilarated and fulfilled. As many do, I started with a monotheistic faith. That was all I really knew. And then I began to question if that's all that there is. I began to wonder, how can only one way be legit? I looked into other faiths and discovered so many wonderful options and ways to be. I connected with Hecate from the Greek pantheon. When I read about her, I literally had that cartoon moment of a light bulb going on over my head. I started to experience and perceive so much more. She led me to learning even more about the many ways to connect, the many different faiths and lack of faith. With their guidance, I realized that there is truth and good in them all. Even no faith, believing in yourself is a very empowering concept. There are always issues with any belief system, just as there are issues with any human-ran program. Egos get involved and can distort messages. This is why I stress the importance of questioning everything. Find what feels right and true to you, to your heart, to your soul. Everyone is different, so everyone will have different beliefs. All are ways of connecting us to the universe, to the divine, to each other. We are all one. We are all connected. We are all supported. We are all loved. We are never alone, especially in those moments when we are tested and hurting. We are loved and supported by our guides. We learn to recognize this when we expand our intuition. They connect with us in many different ways. We will explore some of those ways in the next episode. Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe as we have only just begun this journey. Always remember, You are accepted. You are valid. And you are loved.